Listening to Jonathan Carr talk about apples is a lot like listening to poetry. He tends to use words like kind and gentle, and when asked why he and his wife bought an abandoned orchard in western Massachusetts, he replies, "There it was, up on a hill, and it just looks so pretty."
Bogotá, Colombia.
As dawn breaks over El Dorado International Airport, the anti-narcotics unit is already hard at work. A flight to France prepares for departure. Drug-sniffing dogs inspect the flight's 500-some checked bags. And the team's profilers keep watch over the 300 passengers moving through security. Stephen Barley presents a sneaky idea to the board of a savory snack company. He explains how they could earn more by selling less. Simply replace 2 ounces of chips with air. A beverage company researches the exact point at which customers notice a recipe has been watered down. 3 drops. A toothpaste brand increases profits 30% by making the hole 30% bigger. Shrinking violets have nothing on disappearing daisies. These blooms are being bagged from below by a plucky little pocket gopher. This rodent is strictly vegetarian. To cope with all the chewing, his chompers grow fast. If he wasn't grinding them down with gritty eating, the pocket gopher's teeth would lengthen about 2 inches every month. Asthma is the number one reason children come to the emergency room. And asthma is the leading cause of missed school days. Those things that we do for ourselves and our loved ones give us peace of mind. A peaceful mind can dream. Your dream is possible.